This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here talking with Alex Meredith from the Central Hardin FFA chapter in the state of Kentucky. And Alex is a finalist in the agribusiness area of STARS. Alex, can you tell us a little bit about your SAE?
My SAE began in production, actually, working on my father's farm, growing ornamental flowers. Since then, my actual competitive area has been agribusiness, in that I now retail said flowers. I don't grow much of my own product anymore. Most of it is retail sales at a location near my hometown.
So how have you seen that business grow? Obviously, from starting in the production side to more the business side, how have you seen that improve since the very inception of your SAE?
Well, on the production side, you understand biology. You understand what it takes to make something live and flourish. On the business side, it's completely different. It's more of a psychology, what it takes to get someone to want what you have and adapting to the public needs. The market changes year to year. You have to adapt to that. So there's really the end of growing anything as an agriculturist is to market it, and I've had to see now the other end of the business, that you're not growing something for its own sake. You need to fit the needs of the consumer, and I'd say that's the biggest change in mentality that's taken place.
And how have you been fitting the needs of your consumer throughout the course of your agribusiness?
Well, there are several answers to that. Firstly, of course, is supplying a product they actually want. There are some mainstays that you grow year after year. Wave petunias are always consistent. You can get some advice on current trends from your suppliers, and ultimately there's a little bit of creativity in how you can put together arrangements of what you purchase into larger flower arrangements for landscaping or concrete fixtures, that sort of thing. But secondly, I would say that customer service is the key to the whole business. People need the information that you as a professional have in order to make wise purchasing decisions. They don't always know exactly what they're looking for. You need to be able to offer them options to help them determine what it actually is they want based on your broader knowledge of the field than they have.
Okay, and looking college and career-wise, being a senior at Louisville, I mean, what does life have in store for you upon your graduation?
Well, I'm actually majoring in engineering because my home county has a growing manufacturing base. That should enable me to secure a good job with a fairly substantial income in my home county, very near my place of business, which will allow me to make capital improvements to that facility. I intend to fully pursue my career in engineering, but I also look forward to using that source of income to improve upon my plant sales and make several improvements to the property on which they take place.
All right, and just being a finalist in the agribusiness category at the national level is obviously quite an accomplishment. Looking back at your experience in the National FFA organization, you know, what are you really going to take away from your time with this organization?
This organization has taught me a lot of initiative. It's taught me a lot about working in groups. It's given me fundamental skills like speaking and written communication. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. My final takeaway is just going to be, I think, the power of personal initiative, and that you can accomplish whatever it is you set out to accomplish if you're smart about it, you pay attention to what you're doing, and, of course, if you work hard.
That was Alex Meredith of the Central Hardin FFA chapter in the state of Kentucky, a finalist in this year's agribusiness category. I'm Spencer Chase.